It was sticky. It would hold things together once.
So they
I'm sure they did.
They'd use cow pats and mix their monocles together.
Probably not the monocles.
Are we meant to be doing a podcast? Yeah. Are we still recording?
Yes, we are recording, actually.
Oh, no!
Next game is Grounded by...
I'm not done talking about poo.
Okay. We can talk about that in between the next two parts.
Here you go. Okay. There's the link.
I shall do my research later. But for now, let us discuss Grounded.
Okay, so that was the one based in the hospital, right?
Yeah. I had a horrible time because there was no guide when I played it, Cass.
I had a guide. Should have asked me. I didn't mind you.
I liked it. It was just the way that you had to like press enter on every single, like, on all the walls, just trying to find something to open the door. I used like a little pop-up to come up when you like find something of interest. So, yeah, that sort of like went down a bit.
Yeah,
some of the things were pretty difficult to find. Like when you have to look in various cupboards or posters and things.
At one point, I think I spent 30 minutes looking for something, and eventually I found it. And then, as soon as you did that, solve the next puzzle. It repeated again with the same search absolutely everywhere thing.
I do like how you have to. Yeah, you can go in your menu and then just like select the item to use on the door, just like get out of the room. And I think it's like the introduction segment. But yeah, being chased by that that guy with a knife though, it was a bit buggy. Was he? Oh, I thought he was the doctor.
No, he was the stepfather, I think.
Oh,
that was it, stepfather. Yeah,
that
I mean there was some rooms where. He was outside the walls, and you were scared to go near the walls. It was obviously a bug.
I don't think I got that one. I was quite confused at first, because when you first see him, he just runs at you. And I didn't think you could actually move, because it just came out of a cutscene. So I just stood there and died.
The same way.
I didn't understand.
The game creator did send a lot of bug fixes our way, though.
Yeah, I could replay it, probably.
I think the bug fixes were mainly for me the tile set. When I first tried to play it without the fixes, then the tiles were just non-existent. There was nothing. It was just a blank map with floors and walls. Oh, I did. And then I installed the fixes because I remembered them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was troubles. I played it and then there were bugs and there was no guide. So I found it to be quite frustrating because you just spend so long just walking around clicking everything. Yeah, in the end I gave up.
And what category does it fall under?
I would say survival horror, probably. Yeah.
And there was something about the puzzles you were talking about? Or?
Is that the one we had to find three things for the doctor? Because that was the most frustrating thing ever.
Oh, the one where you needed to go find bandages and syringes and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was tough.
It's a bit strange, though, because there's like so many medical items lying around in the room. You just think to yourself, couldn't you just like... just like get something together in the room. So you had like a cabinet bit for a medicine and this like, you know, a locked shelf, I think it was. I don't know.
She could have just torn her shirt for a tourniquet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll move on to Halloween Bash.
Halloween Bash.
Well, you two thought this one was second place, I think you both put it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas I was the only one who put it first.
It was however,
rules of averages, we put it down to first.
Yeah, it's God of Crawling Eyes, we both had first, but you had it much further down.
Yeah. So, was there any reason you didn't like this game quite as much?
It was second. I loved this game, but...
Yeah. Well, no, but not as much as God of Crawling Eyes.
It was very close. I mean, I really enjoyed the comedy, but... I mean, it was very samey throughout the start to the end, but it was short, so it was sweet.
I thought the battles were quite nice.
Should we burst into song?
We should.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Again,
follow the yellow brick road. Go on, Cass.
Again, I didn't see Wizard of Oz. I'm not a film buff like you are, Skippy.
Wait a second. You don't have to be a film buff to see Wizard of Oz.
I've only seen it before.
I know, but I don't watch any films. I'm bad person.
That doesn't make you a bad person. That just
you heard
means you're missing out.
Yeah,
that's
the yellow brick
all.
Road song. Yeah. Was definitely the highlight of the game for me. Just like, you know, the first like battle for me was that with Knight, and just like seeing it, well, not seeing it, hearing it come on, it was like such a like fan pleasing moment. It was like, wow, it's Wizard of Oz. Yellow Brick Road. This is amazing. And, you know, that's why it came second for me.
Just that song.
Yeah.
I quite enjoy it.
Just makes the entire game.
I don't care.
So not only are we spoiling the games themselves, we're spoiling the results.
Well,
yeah,
I think
the results have been announced.
So.
Yeah, I'm just being silly, that's all.
Oh, silly ducky.
Silly ducky.
Silly Billy.
Ducky.
He's still stuffed on turkey.
I like turkeys. Though actually, I stuffed myself on the smoked ham more than the smoked turkey.
Oh, those poor little adorable piglets.
A little piggy massacre.
Are we talking about Halloween games or pigs?
Animals. Let's go with more cute things.
Or animal cruelty at this rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it for Halloween Bash. It was a really good game. Halloween comedy, I take it?
If you haven't played it.
Yeah, Rock, Paper, Scissors Battles.
Yeah, that was cool. It annoyed me though that the spirit
three.
Never got an attack.
Yeah, but the third character was pretty... I don't
Alvin
know, they didn't feel very powerful.
Yeah, they
and it had Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, it had these little references. Loved it.
Yeah, it was the stealth game, because I played it sort of right at the end, and I hadn't really heard much about it, so I didn't really go into it expecting such a good game, and then it was like, oh, wow. I mean, it was just quite surprising. I mean, the screenshots didn't inspire much, because they were all sort of very... Was it purpley pink?
It was
I'm
pink.
Told it's purpley pink or
Gordon's
purple.
Cars.
I think it was pink, but that's just my monitor.
Okay, we'll move on to Hordes of Undeath now.
Oh, this was the 7-second game.
No, my best record was 6 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry, film me. I'm sorry.
It's strange how the handgun turns into a machine gun. I just didn't understand that, you know?
I didn't understand the ones where the zombies went. They didn't spawn.
Yeah, sometimes I just walked straight to the door and it was like, hooray, you win!
How would that work?
Time.
You know, handgun. I'm breaking down here.
And the other thing was, what was the point of having you really close to the front door?
Yeah, exactly. You didn't even have to cross
was there
the zombies' path.
Everywhere.
So it sounds like it was a pretty simple survival horror type game.
The graphics were very simple. It was very simple.
I don't even know what to call it.
Yeah.
Thing. There's only one thing that you can shoot.
The zombies.
It works for what it is.
Yeah, the funniest bit was it was the very last game I played, and I was sort of getting... Because I just finished, I think, a 2-hour session of Grounded. And I'm like, yeah, there's one game left, so I'm going to do it. And then at 6 seconds, that was about... I think my first victory was 10 seconds. And I was a bit like, oh, wow, was that it?
I thought there would be at least be a second level or something.
Yeah. Also, when you win, the game just closes. When you lose, however, you get told off.
Let's talk about negative reinforcement. Jeez. Alright, so obviously a short and simple game. That brings us to IMU.
Oh.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Or IMU?
I miss you? I'm not sure what it stands for.
I think it was meant to be IMU.
IMU.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very out of... Well, I can't even say the word with speech difficulties. The setting was really creepy. It sort of reminded me of 12 Monkeys, the film, when you like enter the house because you're a time traveler, went back in time to stop like the end of the world. And when the monster first came in, I was actually like, holy shit, this is amazing. A monster. I'd be like crawling around the house. But once you get down into the game and see like where the monster spawns, sort of like ruins it a little bit, because I was expecting it to disappear anywhere at any time.
Yeah, because I was
if you had a headset on, you could
around in my
hear the direction.
But,
yeah.
But I tried that. I had a headset on.
Same here. I was crawling around everywhere with a box. I was like, all right, where's this monster? I'm ready. And it's
exactly.
Like, it never came. It only,
I thought it was
going to
be like,
appeared,
now,
like
you
two
just
other,
walk
yeah,
around
exactly.
in the box all the time.
Only appeared in two places afterwards.
And then we didn't even get to see him die on screen. We were told off screen. Sorry, he died off screen. We were told, the monster's probably dead by now.
The ending was a bit predictable.
The ending...
Like, a lot of endings in the competition. Like, turns out you're the baddie.
I had a feeling that would be the case, though.
Mm.
Whenever time travel is involved, you're always the bad guy.
Yeah.
It's fine if it's executed well, but when it's like just a sudden like plot twist to the future, like I know I should have expected it because it was time travel, but it's like sort of nonsensical in a way.
My biggest issue was actually that it was so dark I couldn't see the place I was meant to stick the lever. I'd got sort of did the game quite quickly up to that point, and then after that point I was quite quick. But the rooms were so dark I could not find where to shove this lever.
How did you do the who are you puzzle?
I don't know.
Alright.
What was that?
It's where you have to enter a letter combination to enter this book room. Just so you can get up to I think it was the third floor.
I did complete the game and did the one where you entered the number at the first door.
Yeah.
So I probably
did. It was the number, yeah, it was numbers. It was who are you? I thought that was quite clever. It's like, I actually had my dad with me and we were sitting down trying to figure it out. It's like, we went through lots of combinations and then I just like read the clue and I was like, I'm a moron, you know?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I solved the code door puzzle pretty quick because I know that gave a lot of people lots of difficulty.
Yeah.
But I kind of used to do code breaking things.
Okay, was this Ghost Stories, Survival Horror? Sounds like a little bit of both. Oh, it was Monster?
Monster.
Yeah.
Monster Attack.
Yeah, Monster Attack, yeah. It's a shame about Monster Attack, though, because I was expecting a Godzilla-type game at some point. You know, a big candy, destroying a city, but, you know, no one was creative enough to think of that, are they?
Well, there was an ogre to Granny's house.
I think next year I'm just going to get rid of the categories entirely. Seems kind of pointless at this point.
I think the trouble was no one really labeled their games with them.
And we can pick brightly lit survival horror, monsters that can't kill you on touch, and what was our other biggest peeve? Game with lots of checkpoints. Those
that
were
is the best theme.
Yeah, biggest peeves for the whole thing.
Also, slow walk speed. People need to not put slow walk speed in a game. Please don't put slow walk speed in your game if you're listening to this. Please don't.
And if you have a run button, make it the default.
Yes, exactly.
Run. Walk speed. Otherwise, you'd be spamming it anyway.
I usually make it toggle, because I find that easier anyway, because I don't like holding shift.
Yeah, I mean, I would not have put 85 hours into Xenoblade if there wasn't if there was a slow walk speed or if there wasn't an option to fast travel. I would have given up on that game right away. And I paid for
second
it.
Second reference?
So if I'm playing a game that I haven't paid for, it's gotta have fast, you know, navigation and stuff. You gotta be able to move around quickly.
Right, next up is Kin. I'm stealing your job.
Oh, you thief.
Oh, wait, we weren't supposed to talk about Kin, were we?
Uh-oh.
I think we should. It was submitted.
We should
talk about it.
I didn't play it, so you guys are on your own with this one.
They withdrew, but we played it before it withdrew. It was a really good... The start of the game is really good. It's all custom art. It looks great. Sounds
best
good.
Best looking game, yeah.
Yeah. It had a lot going for it. The only issue was once you hit the actual platforming bit.
The actual gameplay?
Yeah. Where...
Sort of like all apart. Like, you know, collision direction.
Imagine Mario, where you could be killed by an enemy about Mario's width in front of him or Mario's width behind him, or it felt like that. And there were very few. Well, you could save any time, but you didn't want to have to save after every single jump.
Oh yeah, I think were they pencils that were coming down from the ceiling? I don't remember.
All I remember was they got spikes. Stuck when I saved and reloaded.
I think when I was jumping through, it was like half a centimeter away from my head, and I just died there. I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean the game showed a lot of promise. It just needs tightening up of the gameplay. And possibly, could we perhaps have 3 hits before we die, instead of 1 hit death? Yeah.
Or maybe not focus on all the graphics and like start with the gameplay first, and then build it around the game?
I think it was different people did different things.
Yeah.
I think they were a team, so... Anyway.
I think we sound a bit too harsh there.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Next up, Limbus.
Hey, you stealing my job still?
Oh, you hated this one, didn't you?
Yeah, you've been replaced.
Yeah, Decky, you can leave. It's fine, we can do this.
Aw.
We got it.
Limbus was a game which didn't give you much direction and was very confusing at times.
I thought it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I didn't. I got stuck where you click on this statue and a box appears. Just a box. No hint or anything. It took me a very long time, this was probably me being stupid, to actually try and type in the box.
Oh, I didn't realize you could type in. I just walked around the mountain and I talked to the event at the top.
It's not just me!
So
okay,
I cheated.
It's just me then. I think... sorry about that. Later in the game, though, there's a bit where you're like going around the town, try to sneak through, and again, it's one-hit kills.
Yeah. It wasn't on my list of games of one-hit kills because I didn't get far enough.
Put it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just walk, try and sneak past this guy. His eyesight is straight ahead, so it's like points in one way. So let's say he's like right next to him, but one like tower above him, he won't see you. So you can only look like four directions. You would think like he'd be able to see you if you're like half a map away. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. You guys probably hadn't played it, so you.
I didn't get that far. The other thing was, we had that conversation about the passwords.
Oh, yeah.
And I got some of them right, but it didn't accept them.
You did get them right. I don't know why I didn't accept it for you.
Yeah, it was buggy. I've had that issue on other games which have done text entry. Mm. But, like that. Instead of, 'cause he could have just done enter the name thing and just put password. You know, he didn't have to go and have a whole custom text entry thing that was buggy.
The ending was buggy, though. It's like, when I got to the ending, it just took me to start the game. It didn't give me an ending at all, so I like had to restart the game. I tried it again, and it still took me back to the start.
Oh, so did you complete the game?
I did, yeah. But it just took me back to the start with no explanation. So I think the endings were, well, buggy.
The ending was a bit weird, like the final encounter where you don't even do anything at the end. He just speaks to you a bit and explains the entire storyline to you.
Yeah, chucking kids in the river, wasn't it? The town folk got crazy because all the kids were murdered by the crazy king or whoever he was. I don't remember it too much. It's a bit dark.
And then he just sends you back to the start again.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand it. I thought that the only redeeming feature for that game could have been the story. Mm. Or the characters.
Well, actual ending.
Okay, so a flawed game, pretty much.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay, now what about Lost in the Woods? How was this one?
Pretty straightforward.
Another two-minute game.
Wait a second. You're lost in a woods and it's straightforward? That seems like a...
Yeah, there's one path.
Okay, that's like Final Fantasy 13 right there.
Or 10, or up 10. To the Calm Lands.
Or 13 up to Grand Pulse, too.
So. Yeah.
Basically, you walk through the woods in a really straight line. There are no gaps in the trees at all. It is just a straight path to
and
the car.
Random battles.
With random battles.
And all four characters speak the exact same way. The only difference between them is their names and their jobs.
That sounds...
Yeah, they didn't really have any personality to them either. I think one of them was a teacher or something. I didn't even know what they were.
Remember.
Gotta give credit to the ending now. When you get to the car, they get away.
Yay.
You see, there's a plot.
Yay, no longer lost.
Well, I did wonder if you'd let. It said 4 out of 4 survived. So I wondered.
It would be nice to have the like spider in the back seat, just like leap over you. That'd be nice.
I was expecting that, but I got away. I did wonder though if you'd managed to get any of your party killed, whether or not you'd have got a different ending. Because it did say 4 out of 4 survived, sort of thing. So perhaps there was something more to it, but we'll never know now. It wasn't worth a replay to find out.
This has to be a Halloween comedy, because if you're lost in the woods and there's one path, how do you get lost in the first place?
No, the theme is Monster Attack. He stated that.
Oh, it sounds more like a comedy to me. It's like, oh, I'm lost in the woods. Oh, there's one path. It's like, how could you be that directionally challenged?
They say pick up your weapons. Pick up anything they use as weapons, and they use their fists.
Okay.
Did they pick up their hands?
Yeah. You just punch the spiders to death.
Okay.
I did like it, yeah.
Maybe it was a rushed game. Maybe it was rushed. Yeah.
Might have been.
I gave it a 1 star, but now I feel like it was funny enough to get 2, but I don't think it was intentional. Britannia.
Britannia rules the waves. Go on.
That's another next line.
I actually don't know the song that well. I only
I
know those two
never,
ones.
Never will Britain ever be slaves or something.
I can't remember the tune, to be honest.
That's a fail.
You call yourself British.
I'm Welsh, okay?
We conquered you, and your rebellions failed over the
years.
You
didn't conquer me.
We did.
You didn't, personally.
We just conquered you.
Not personally. My ancestors might have, although most of them are Scottish and Irish, so probably not.
Technically, my ancestors are Vikings and Normans, so technically I conquered you.
You're a terrorist.
So yeah,
I am a terrorist.
Let's carry on, yeah?
Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
should,
viewers,
yeah.
Listeners.
Yeah, weren't we doing a podcast?
No,
something
I thought
like
we were
that.
Having... I thought we were just having a jolly.
So that brings us to Lunacity. Lunacity?
Lunacity.
I took my job back, Fomar.
Bitch.
Suck it, Fomi.
So, Lunacity.
This one... Well, you guys didn't like this one as much either.
No,
not as much as I did.
The whole thing. Sorry, Ocean.
It's terrible.
It's awful. Sorry, Ocean. No, it was actually one of the best games.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel very Halloween-y compared to the others for me.
It did feel kind of just thrown in that it was a Halloween game. Like it,
yeah.
Felt...
it did feel like it was being worked on before the contest. I don't know why, but I just think it was... I had a suspicion that it might have been like...
It felt more
before.
Like he's got the idea before, and then he's adapted the idea for the contest
oh, yeah,
by
yeah.
throwing a ghost on the end. That's what it felt like to me.
Well, we can invite Ocean into this podcast right now as...
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah, do it. Yeah,
go on, then.
Let's accuse him.
Let's, who's hosting the call? We can.
Oh, he's at work.
Oh,
he's at work.
Okay.
Lame.
We could have interrogated him.
We could have a special guest, huh?
We should bring Nessie in as a special guest just for the heck of it, because she's on.
Did she play any of the games?
No, I don't think so.
I don't
so.
Know, because she's been really busy. Yeah. I think she's going to wait till we announce the results and then play the best ones, because she doesn't have time to play all 30.
Yeah.
So yeah, back to Lunacity. It sort of has a like cyberpunk feel to it, like Deus Ex. Because I felt like the leveling up system reminded me most of that game. I think Human Revolution, like how you level up.
Yeah. I quite enjoyed the side view graphics throughout. I just felt it was very lame that three of the directions of the sprite were in the one direction. Like he could have just eliminated pushing up and down to change the sprite.
What didn't make sense for me was the library, how it could turn into, like, a highway.
That was everywhere, though.
Oh, yeah. And then it would be nice if you, like, appeared somewhere else in the city rather than back to where you, like, started it.
Still,
well,
you
did actually
the looking
once,
pretty nice.
I think it was a glitch. I wasn't meant to end up somewhere else after the battle.
No, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it would have been a good idea if you started somewhere, you just end up somewhere else rather than, like, you know, going back to where you talked to the person that...
Yeah. But that happened the once for me, but I think it was a bug.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was in the police station, did a repeatable quest, and I appeared outside, but that only happened the once. So I think it was a bug. I'm not sure what caused it.
Yeah, I think it would make a bit more sense if you ended up somewhere elsewhere after riding on your hoverbike for a while.
I mean, there was that glitch that I didn't find, but someone else did, where you could get infinite energy. That would have been nice.
Oh, that'd be
amazing. I found that one, where you just kept picking up the energy upgrades.
You
I didn't abuse it too much. Just once
I think actually, you know the gloves that add 5 points to security? I actually sold them for a better gun. And that broke the game for me at the end.
Yeah,
when I was
you
trying
couldn't
to get
all the stuff.
No, it was like, oh, why would you do that to me? Just
Because you have to rely on equipment to get your stats high enough to do certain things.
I know. It's just, it was such a shiny gun, though. It's like, just have to have it, you know?
How did you not have enough money?
I don't know, I expected it's going to be, like, really hard to get money in the game. I didn't expect
no, you just
that
had to spam the repeatable quests.
Yeah, I didn't even have to do that, I just threw money at you.
I did. It did at the end, I had loads.
I was just rich. I didn't even need to be a cop anymore. Just go retire.
I do think it was possibly the game that, out of all the contest games, could be extended to not be a Halloween game, but to be a full, big game.
I would buy it.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing would be he'd have to have either more battle systems than just the one, or he would have to start adding things to it.
Add depth to it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is a bit of depth, but not enough for it to be a full-length game.
Okay.
And next is Noctisia's Sideshow
Horrific
Oddities.
Next up is Noctisia's Sideshow Horrific Oddities. I'm cutting you out, Fulmar.
No, you're not. Don't you dare edit out me saying it first.
I didn't get very far in this game, to be honest.
No.
I think I got to about level 3, and then I just couldn't do any more.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. It was quite tough. He did send me a save for each level, so I did get to try a few of the later levels. He didn't stick to the same thing. No, some of the later levels, one of them at least, had a memory game that was impossible. Because whenever I entered what it had said, it seemed to go wrong. So I don't know if it was buggy or if I needed to do it in a certain rhythm or to a time or something, but I couldn't actually complete the last level even though I was given access to it. But at least it had checkpoints.
It had checkpoints?
Yeah, at the end of every level.
Did it?
Wow. Yeah.
Not after the first two.
Didn't it? It did for me.
No. Oh, it just restarted me completely. I had to go through the front cutscene, the first cutscene again.
No, I mean, if you adjust the TV, I think it does it without asking you, it just creates a save. If you adjust the TV to reruns, then...
That TV was pretty amazing, though.
Well, that was awesome. That title screen set me up for a brilliant game.
And then
enemies approach on touch, game over, happened.
I loved the first cutscene. It was pretty nicely done. Like, the way TV. She hides behind the wall before she walks into the room.
That TV... Basically, there was a credit show or something, which... There was something that did the credits... There was the new game. The load game was reruns, and if you clicked it, you got a level select, basically, of all the levels you'd got to.
Oh, I didn't even think of looking at that.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, it was really well presented. The only thing would be it's too hard.
It was very difficult.
Very frustrating.
I think the creator said he'd only managed to complete it once.
Yeah, he said he was having trouble completing his own game.
That's a sign of a poorly balanced game right there.
Yeah. But it wouldn't take much to make that into a really good game.
Yeah, it could have been nice.
Oh god, look at the next game on the list.
Resident Evil. No, you had to have that voice. Resident Evil. Yeah.
Resident Evil.
This was the best game.
I didn't play it, Tyler. I mean, Deki.
You didn't play it.
We'll start using names.
No, I thought it didn't count, you know?
Mia Fomi agreed that if you hadn't said...
I'll play it, don't worry.
You hurt my feelings.
Anna.
If you hadn't said not to count it, this would have been the best game.
Oh, I'm off the hook.
You know how long it took me to make this game?
He started it in the extension.
Yeah, I started it at like 8:30.
He said, have another hour, guys. And then he started it during that hour, finished it in that hour, uploaded it in that hour. I then played and reviewed it and uploaded the Let's Play in that hour that he added onto the contest just so he could win.
Wow.
This was the biggest pile of shit I've ever made in my life.
It wasn't the worst game either.
How sad is that? I made it in 18 minutes.
18?
Most of that was him tracking down the sound effects.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I thought it was good.
You don't have to lie, Kaz.
I'm not lying. It was great.
It was great comedy value. It was very...
It was. It was a good Halloween comedy.
Why, thank you.
In terms of theme, 10 out of 10.
I lapped out now.
Should I sell it as a commercial game? I'd have to get the rights for the sound effects.
I think they just give them to you. It's just that good. They'd give them up freely.
Aww.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Rust and Blood?
Oh, wait, we have to,
Sorry.
We have to,
Rust and Blood.
Do the, it's time for part 3, so I have to do the pause here, because that was 10 games.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Alright, we will see
we'll
you
move
for
on to
the,
Rust and Blood, then.
Yeah, we'll see you for the next 10 games, the final 10 games, after this break.